Fellu il-50 sena tal-Allianz Frances Malta, Campus FM t-prezenta. Sans façon. Elf sena ta' rabta franċiża ma' Malta.
Għatijħeċ għaxwira b'nsemmilkom għakoma l-edizzjoni oħra tal-program San Fason. Fil-program tal-lum għanna intemmu l-intervista interessanti li kenna ma' Dr. Thomas Freller li huwa professur tal-letteratura ġermaniza u tal-istoria u li huwa awtur ta' diversi kotba bħalma semmejna anki ġimgħa l-oħra, per eżempju Verses and Visions, The Maltese Islands in World Literature, kif ukoll Malta and the Grand Tour li huma kotba msejsa fuq tarif fuq riċerka li huwa sab fis-sekli li kien hawn il-kavalliri 16-17-18 forse tal-aħħar li żjed u li tirreferi għall-internazzjonalità ta' Malta f'idejn il-kittieba tal-vjaġġaturi, vjaġġaturi famużi tas-sekli 18-19 u kif ukoll dwar dawk l-awturi magħrufin mad-dinja kollha fil-kotba tiegħu fil-Kastana slittna l-iktar il-Franċiżi li kitbu dwar Malta u li taw importanza lil Malta jew b'mod realistiku deskrittiv ta' dak li raw esperjenzaw waqt il-żjajjar tagħhom u Malta posta drabi mistednin ta' kavalliri jew ta' Grammastru jew inkella tal-fantasija li nebħithom Malta biha għaliex ovvjament l-ingredienti li kien hawn Malta fi żmien il-kavalliri kienu ingredienti ta' avventura, ta' imħabba u forsi daqsxejn ta' riskju bħal duellijiet. Insomma, dik il-ħajja tal-kursara, il-ħajja li tiġilet l-Ottoman fl-istess ħin li tgħix ħajja paxxuta fil-Bed Valletta mal-palazzi kbar tal-prinċipijiet tal-Ewropa u għalhekk il-fantasija ma kienx tonqos li fl-Ewropa kienet Malta tixel biex dak li jkun jista' jivvinta l-istejjer tant maħbubin. Ikolli ngħid mill-Franċiżi sal-lum fiċ-ċinema dak iż-żmien romantiku meta kulħadd jiġġiela tal-maħbuba tiegħu jew kontra l-irsiera jew l-irsiera jqumu kontra s-sidien jew it-toroq kontra l-kavalliri u l-Malti, insomma kien hemm xenarju verament interessanti u li forsi aħna biżmien apparti li ħriġna minnu meta sirna kolonja Angliża imma biżmien ukoll forsi insejnieh xi ftit u ma bqajniex nispiraw ruħna minnu għalkemm ir-riċerka dal-aħħar aktar minn qatt qabel ħadet spinta oħra fuq dan ir-rigward fuq dan ix-xenarju. Interessanti wkoll li aħna fatul din is-sensiela San Fason li hija dwar ir-rabtiet ta' Malta ma' Franza u l-influenzi Franċiżi fuq Malta ma ħarisniex biss lejn din id-dera dan l-aspett romantiku ta' din it-tema, imma ħarisna wkoll u b'mod serju lejn il-politika li tiġi involuta f'din ir-relazzjoni u staqsejna iktar milli ħarisna dwar kemm il-Maltin għandhom għaliex jiftaħru wkoll bil-konnessjonijiet li kellhom ma' Franza fl-Ewropa bħalma jiftaħru bir-relazzjonijiet li kellhom ma' pajjiżi oħra. U għalhekk tajjeb li bil-mod il-mod dina il-memorja li għandna tal-Franċiżi li serquna forsi bil-mod il-mod niftħuha iżjed u ma tibqax daqshekk negattiva. Ħadd m'għandu obbligu jagħmel xejn, imma il-bilanċ fl-istorja huwa sfida għan nies li jgħixu llum. Aħna li ngħixu llum irridu nisfidaw ruħna b'daw il-mistoqsijiet, b'daw id-domandi. Li jgħidulna isma' eżattament x'ġara dikinhar li ġew il-Franċiżi ta' Bonaparti. Imma x'ġara qabel fi żmien il-kavalliri meta l-Franċiżi ħallew tant influenzi wkoll pożittivi għal Malta. U anke fi żmien il-Franċiżi x'ġara eżattament u l-Maltin qablilhom li mbagħad marru mal-Ingliżi mistoqsijiet ipotetiċi imma waslug tieqaf taħseb u tajt isma' kos. Jekk il-Franċiżi kienu waħda mill-aqwa potenzi fil-Mediterran dak iż-żmien, l-Ingliżi kienu tillajn bħala waħda mill-aqwa potenzi fil-Mediterran fi żmien li mbagħad ħadu Malta. U għalhekk Malta b'xi mod jew ieħor id-destin tagħha kien se jkun li tkun ma' xi waħda minn dawn il-potenzi u għalhekk ma niskantawx li bejn dawn it-tnejn ġiet ma' waħda minnhom. U dak huwa mod kif taraf lilek innifsek mod kif issir taf dwar aħna l-bidu tagħna u d-deċiżjonijiet ta' missierijietna. Meta nitkellmu fuq Franza ħafna drabi niftakru fl-istorja u x'kultant ninsew li l-istorja mhijiex ħlief konnessjoni mal-ħajja tagħna tal-lum. Jekk illum aħna qegħdin kif aħna indipendenti, Repubblika, Fehdan, l-Unjoni Ewropea, dan ukoll kien frott ta' dik l-istorja abbastanza moderna meta jsenilu li qabdetna din it-triq. U għalhekk kull ħaġa li ngħidu fuq l-modi, speċjalment l-modi qrib, iwassalna għall-konsegwenza tal-ħajja tagħna tal-lum. U waħda mill-affarijiet li jiġru l-lum fi Franza huma li konnessjonijiet ma' Franza llum il-ġurnata. Aħna nibqgħu nżommuhom permezz forsi ta' xi film partikulari, għandna ċ-ċans narawhom daw fuq Italjani, nafu li hemm diversi sensiliet li jkunu ta' xi detective story u polizjeski u ikun hemm miktub li dawn huma Franċiżi, nafu l-uniformi tal-Pulizija Franċiża. U għalhekk minn żmien għal żmien minn ġimgħa għal ġimgħa dawn l-istazzjonijiet Taljani iħobbu jaqilbu. Jiddabjaw, jipoġġu l-sien taljan fuq il-klim u dialogu Franċiż bħalma jagħmlu bil-Ġermaniż ukoll u għalhekk għandna ċ-ċans naraw ftit mill-produzzjonijiet Franċiżi. Hemm ukoll oħrajn, hemm films taċ-ċinema li jibqgħu magħrufin, pereżempju kulħadd jiftakar il-Markiża degli Angeli li kienet sensiela sħiħa meħuda mill-kotba tal-aħwa Golon. U li kemm il-darba deret illum tinsab għalbejh ukoll fuq DVDs. U dan l-aħħar, u naħseb mhux dan l-aħħar biss, il-kazzunetti Franċiżi. Jiena nħobb indoqqhom fuq kull programm li jkolli ili ndoqqhom forsi snin twal u nagħmilha biex ma dawk l-għanijiet li nisimgħu minn pajjiżi oħra nisimgħu ukoll ta' Franza li aħna forsi ma tantx ikollna ċans nażluhom. U jekk issaqsili xi ħadd u tgħidlu semmili kantant, kantanta Franċiżi jew attur, attriċi taċ-ċinema. Mhux kulħadd jiftakar mal-ewwel, Marion Cotillard pereżempju li hija għaxret parti tajba fl-istorja ta' La Vie en Rose ta' Edith Piaf li rebħet anki premju tax-ċinema għaliha, imma hemm oħrajn. U wieħed minnhom minn daw il-kantanti magħrufin li għall-Franċiżi huwa ikonu, huwa isu l-eroj tagħhom daqs kemm Elvis kien l-Istati Uniti biex ngħidu hekk, huwa Johnny Holiday. U dan l-aħħar dan il-kantant ta' 66 sena li huwa magħruf bħala r-rock star ta' Franza, ittieħed l-istar Los Angeles dak kien fil-bidu ta' Diċembru stess u hemmhekk kien qed jibati minn infezzjoni kera ħafna li saritlu anki operazzjoni għaliha biex dina l-infezzjoni ma tixterriċ u kienet qiegħda f'daru u għalhekk il-producer tiegħu Jean-Claude Camus għal fost affarijiet oħra fil-bidu tax-xahar li issa jidher li huwa qed jirrispondi għall-antibiotiċi u l-infezzjoni ma xterditx. Tajjeb ukoll ngħidu li dana l-kantant magħruf u meta ngħid magħruf huwa magħruf ħafna. Malta konna nseguh għamna drabi s-sibt jidilli fil-għaxija ma' Sylvie Vartan, jiġifieri dan Johnny Holiday kellu show fuq ir-Raj. Dak iż-żmien tiftakru meta r-Raj kienu jagħmlu daw ix-shows kbar, sar Zaznavur huwa wieħed li jagħmel kemm il-show fuq Italjan li huwa minn Franza wkoll u li għandu fama internazzjonali fl-istess ħin. Vanessa Paradis kienet mistiedna kemm il-darba. Imma Johnny Holiday huwa l-eroj tagħhom bħalma ngħidu Alain Delon kien l-eroj għal ħafna snin taċ-ċinema Franċiż dejjem. Jew Jean-Paul Belmondo, kummedjant li jidher ħafna ma' Alain Delon fil-films. Il-films li kienu għamlu fama fis-snin 60-70-80. Imma dan il-kantant li llum għandu 66 sena u li kien diġà ġi operat Pariġi f'Novembru, f'26 ta' Novembru minħabba disk minn daru, issa llum il-ġurnata kellu jagħmel din l-operazzjoni u fuq mar Los Angeles mal-mara tiegħu Letizia. Letizia hija wkoll popolari bħala isem ġo Franza minħabba li hija om Napoleon kien jisimha Letizia. Tajjeb ukoll ngħidu li meta inqabad daqshekk f'dawna il-mumenti korroħ ta' ħajtu, Johnny Holiday ġralu li kellu jgħaddi minn problemi anke minħabba li kienu sabulu iktar kmieni matul is-sena polip ta' kanċer mill-imsaren tiegħu u kien ukoll fieq minnha. U għalhekk bħalissa tista' tgħid li ħafna huma l-Franċiżi li nifishom. Ijat u xvera tilgħu nieżel għax ma jafux dan il-personaġġ daqshekk maħbub minnhom li dejjem ikanta u dejjem kibru miegħu ħafna min-nies jekk jirnexxilux jgħaddi minn dan l-awċ kollu. Wieħed mill-ħbib tiegħu huwa saħansitra l-President Nicolas Sarkozy, anki l-ambaxxatur li għandna f'Malta li huwa Daniel Rondo, kiteb anke l-ħajja tiegħu pubblika u ħabib tiegħu personali propju qabel il-vaganzi tal-miliet. Għalli li kif jitla Franza jipprova jara jirnexxilux jaraħ, jikkomunika miegħu iżjed, u għalhekk wieħed tajjeb li minnaw jixtieqlu l-ġit għal ix wara kollox is-sensiela tidħol ukoll is-semmi li dawn it-tip ta' nies. Nistgħu ngħidu wkoll l-idea ta' Johnny Holiday huwa li mbagħad imur kxtat fl-Iżvizzera fejn għandu xale f'dawka l-postijiet tal-iski magħrufa daqstan u hemmhekk jipprova jirpilja għaliex mbagħad irid ikompli dak li huwa sejjaħlu Route 66 66. Rutija it-triq 66 minħabba li għandu dikleta u beda f'Mejju billi idur bliet Franċiżi biex jagħmel l-aħħar tur tal-kant tiegħu bil-kunċerti tiegħu. U mistenni li fit-8 ta' Jannar ikun Amiens. Amiens tinsab fit-Tramuntana ta' Franza kien hemm diversi trattati, wieħed minnhom kien jorqod il-Malta fil-bidu tas-seklu 19 ukoll u jittama li jekk is-saħħa ittieħ fi frar itemm dan il-famuż tur li qed idur Franza Pariġi. U għalhekk aħna minnhom fil-waqt li nisimgħu ftit mużika tiegħu ħalli nidħlu fl-atmosfera. Nittamaw li il-Franċiżi ma jitilfux li konu famus eroj tal-kant tagħhom.
Loving you, loving you. Winter, summer, springtime too. Loving you, loving you. Makes no difference where I go. Oh, what I do. You know that I will always be loving you, just you. And if I'm seen with someone new, don't be blue, don't you be blue. I'll be faithful, I'll be true, always true, true to you. There is only one for me, and you know that I will always be loving you.
Yeah. U wara dik il-parentesi li għamilna fuq xi ħaġa aktar leġġera fl-istess waqt hija xi ħaġa li tmur f'dawn il-ġranet tal-festi li jkollna ħoss differenti din il-vettura li aħna biha qed insiru nafu l-rubija tagħna ma' Franza, issa ngħaddu biex nissuktaw fil-mixja li għamilna ma' Dr. Thomas Freller, li kifattilkom huwa professur tal-Ġermaniż mill-Università ta' Mainz, li huwa jgħallem il-Ġermaniż fid-Dipartiment tal-Ġermaniż l-Università ta' Malta fil-Fakultà tal-Arti u li huwa magħruf għal diversi kotba li ħareġ, jekk xi ħadd għax naf li wara l-programm tal-ġimgħa l-oħra kien hemm mistaqsieni, jekk xi ħadd jixtieq isib il-kotba tiegħu l-ewwel qed huma għall-beħħ f'ħafna postijiet f'Malta, postijiet differenti, pubblikazzjonijiet tal-Fondazzjoni Patrimonju Malti jew tal-Mizzi Books u jinsabu f'diversi ħwienet ewleni fil-belt u postijiet oħra. Madankollu jekk wieħed jidħol fuq search engine u fl-internet jikteb Thomas bħall-Ingliż u Freller F-R-E-L-L-E-R malajr isi pubblikazzjonijiet tiegħu. U stess f'din l-intervista li ħan waslu komissa jgħidilna li madwar ħames kotba oħra jinsabu lesti biex jiġu ippubblikati u wieħed minnhom aktarx propju fl-ewwel jiem ta' Jannar ta' l-2010 li se nibdew meta tisimgħu l-programm l-ewwel darba dalwaqt fiftit ġranet oħra. Għalhekk ngħaddu biex nisimgħu l-aħħar parti tal-intervista bl-Ingliż ma' Dr. Thomas Freller fuq il-Kavalleri, fuq l-influenzi Franċiżi fuq Malta u anke fuq il-Belt Valletta. Qabel ma spiċċajna tajna titwila lejn il-Belt Valletta u nieħu gost nisma' opinjoni oġġettiva ta' xi ħadd barrani li iħares lejn il-Belt u l-iżviluppi riċenti tagħha. Għalikom Dr. Thomas Freller.
you allow me to go into a detail, a curious little detail, about the duels in Strada Stretta, in Malta's famous duel street, but also famous for sex crimes and games. And you mentioned crosses, which used to mark where victims of duels used to fall. Was this something which was accepted by the knights as well, by the order, by the Grand Master?
Gryden, our friend, our gossiper, Peter Gryden, was mentioning it, and later on it was taken up by different people. I think it's overdone. Maybe he saw one or two, and then he made fantasy out of it. I mean, Gryden was a very fertile mind. He was criticized by many after. I mean, people came after him, like Jean Ouel, and he said it's horrible what Gryden wrote. I mean, he was 1 week. And he sells his book as would be the ultimo ratio, as the last word about truth and reality. In fact, there was written a book in French 2 years later by the Count of Borch. Borch was a Latvian nobleman, just wrote it and came to Malta to contradict Gryden. I have the German version of the book. It was first published in Turin in French by the Count of Borch. You see, this is impact of Gryden's fantasy, in inverted commas, about the duels. Mm-hmm. And Gryden even maintained that those duels were allowed.
They were illegal. And yet,
They were illegal.
And yet common enough to happen, which was also the case in Europe, most probably, at the time.
But for literature's sake, it was very, very fertile, because 20 years after, there was the Count Jean Potocki, who made a famous novel out of it. He wrote this Manuscrit Zaragoza, and in this famous novel is a chapter on the duels in Malta, between a French commander, Fouliquier, and a Spanish nobleman, who in the end has always had something good.
Once you're mentioning the fantasy of these writers, I mean, obviously they are inspired by something which is real or which they have seen, but then they move on to create a nice story. And here I may bring a little the Grand Tour travelers, the people who would do voyages in the Mediterranean for their education, amongst whom were also French writers, who would want to sell the books afterwards. And I think this was also common for German, Italian, maybe later English writers who always visited these enchanting islands and then write about it. Would you say that studying them, researching these writings, one would have to be very cautious because of the exaggerations to sell the book? Or does it give a true picture of the islands?
I wouldn't say cautious. I mean, I like it. I have the image to be a historian. I mean, I have a PhD in history, but I also have a PhD in literature. And so far, I always have two sides, what I'm interested in. And I wouldn't be cautious, because then I read those things as novels. And this is a pleasure. When you have Flaubert coming to Malta, writing about Malta, you have Gautier, Dumas. That's a pleasure. I mean, I don't expect them to write very authentic stuff. Let their fantasy run wild. I mean, that is a pleasure. After all, the readers want that.
But it would be a mistake, so to speak, if one were to view Malta in the way these writers wrote about it, just to sell fantasy. Okay. It could be a mistake.
After the revolution, I think even more than the politics was the break in economy. Before, you were an author bound by truth. Let's say you traveled somewhere and you were expected to have a diary which is facts, facts, facts. Mm-hmm. Later on, you have the bourgeois society, which expects not facts, but sales, sales, sales. And after all, people like Flaubert were living from their books. Or Gautier, he was a professional journalist. Dumas, Lamartine, yeah, all of them were here, and all of them had to sell their books to earn their living. Lamartine, not so much, because he was a nobleman, but the others had to sell their books to earn a living. And then, of course, you choose subjects. Yeah. There was the Oriental fashion, Oriental craziness. Yeah, you have it even painting in those days. And then you concoct a brew of take sex, take exotic atmosphere, take crime, take history of the night, mostly. Then mix it a bit with personal views, mix it a bit with a voyage, and then you have a bestseller.
In fact, you wrote one of the chapters in another popular book of yours, which is Malta and the Grand Tour. You have a section about love, sex and crime. Obviously, you mention the concubines and the prostitutes. Now, that was another illegal thing, and yet it was legal on the other hand. And the knights, obviously, everybody knows they were supposed to be chaste, and yet the concubines were here mostly because of them. How did this influence these writers in order to give a romantic story? Obviously, these must have featured.
in the 19th century, after the knights had gone, before it was very difficult to bring this out in the book.
To write clearly about the knights' sexual adventures.
There was a kind of
censorship.
Of code, you wouldn't mention it. If you were Catholic, you wouldn't mention it. When you were Protestant, like the Jean Dumont in the 1690s, he would mention concubines and those mistresses. But en passant. And later on, of course, and this is one of those ingredients of the concoction of an exotic place. But when the knights were actually still living in Malta, I don't know many commentators who mentioned those things. In the diaries, which were not published, yes, but in the published books, I don't know many. And at the moment, we are editing this famous Carassis, whoever it was, we don't know it, who was writing the L'Ordre de Malte Volier. He was one of the few, but of course, the name Carassis is a kind of a disguise. This was published in 1790s, the first version, first edition, and then there was in France a different climate, because then you had the right to blame the knights. Before, in the old Ancien Regime, you wouldn't do it.
It was not ethical to touch the knights. No. They were like icons in the world of
Christianity. In the diaries, in private diaries, not published, letters, yes, but published works, no.
When one sees these books, the diaries you went through, the writings you researched, both Enlightenment and literature, there is this presence also of the history and culture of Malta. We mentioned this a minute ago, but since most of these visitors would be invited and stay in the harbor area, did we also have some of them moving on? Because when you speak about the culture of the Maltese, it's not the one belonging to the harbor area people only, but also the folklore, especially where religion is involved in the villages. Did these travelers also write about the real Maltese, not influenced by outside forces, and are still living in the country, having their own songs, having their feasts and the gardens, limnaria and similar things?
Partly yes, partly no. Let's say 80% of the Grand Tour people wouldn't mention it, because for them it was the gloire of Valletta and of the harbor area, plus Indina and Rabat a bit, because of ecclesiastical reasons, St. Paul's Grotto, the catacombs a bit.
Like pilgrimages.
Pilgrimages. Then you have people who came as scholars, not too many, who were obliged to report to their societies, yeah, because many in those days you have societies, let's say the London Society, yeah, for example, were obliged or sent purposely to Malta to research and to pin down notes. In those notes they feature, I mean, the linguistic, what is Maltese, how do they speak, how do they dress. But I would calculate overall you had 80% people giving a kind of official picture, and then you have 20% scholars, diarists, and some connoisseurs who were interested in some aspects. And let's take this German scholar Megiser, who was in Malta in 1588 and who was the first one who made a list of Maltese words. But those people were, unfortunately for us, exceptions. Not too many.
Sans façon. Illum Dr. Thomas Freller, li huwa professur Ġermaniż tal-letteratura u l-istorja, qed magħna fl-istudio u qed iwassal tarif li jinteressana dwar ir-relazzjoni ta' Malta ma' Franza matul is-sekli l-aktar fi żmien il-kavalliri u ftit warajhom ukoll. Komplu isimgħu sans façon.
Malta, especially Valletta and its inhabitants, we said that were mostly influenced by the French, and we still have something from that. We have all Valletta, most of the buildings are by French architects, which the knights brought over and which helped them build their palaces and get also some new habits. We even have the cuisine, we mentioned it before, and we still have Hopstal Francese in Maltese, which is the name given to the white bread of the knights of the French, as compared to the darker bread of the populace of the country people. Would you still say that Valletta, also because of its founder, is mostly French?
No.
And has kept anything which is French today?
No, I see Valletta as eclectic. I mean, Laparelli was Italian. The Morcassar was influenced by Italian architectures. It's a very elegant, eclectic picture or reflection of Mediterranean fortress architecture, palace architecture, is a street building, the aqueduct. I wouldn't classify it as purely French. Fortunately, it reflected this cosmopolitan character of the knights. It's very fortunate for Malta because you don't have it somewhere else. Let's say you go to Spain, you have purely Spanish architecture. Because Spain was very restrictive. They wouldn't invite many foreigners to Spain. They would take their own architects. Malta is very fortunate to have this
input from different cultures.
This mishmash of things. And to a certain extent, when you go to the 18th century, and after this Roman High Baroque, which was purely Italian, then you have maybe some of the interior works, you have a French atmosphere. Mm. But this is 1750s, 70s, 60s, 70s. Mm. Before, it's a mishmash.
Even though most of the architects were French, like
yes, but
Mondrian and...
But don't forget, because of they were obliged to harmonize buildings according to the rules of fortresses, of geometrically...
Military reasons,
geometrically reasons, to have straight streets, even, because of fire. And they couldn't experiment according to their French gusto. Someone like Grandmaster Verdal, a very refined man in the Palace of Verdala, I think he tried to imitate what he saw in Loire, in the Loire Valley. But again, because of the climate, of the lack of funds, of the dryness of the soil, you couldn't put it one-to-one, to adapt it one-to-one. Malta is Malta and France is France.
I wouldn't want to pull you into a polemic, which is recent, the new buildings inside Valletta. But on the other hand, once we're talking about a walled city, which is normally protected for its historical buildings, it takes a very difficult, courageous move to change something into it which does not fit. Mm. And there is also these two schools of thought. If an auberge was bombed by the war, shouldn't it have been built exactly as it were? Now, the same argument was applied to the theater, the opera house. Mm. Would you see, because walled cities are all over Europe, and Valletta is one of them, would you see it as an intrusion or as a contribution by modern society to adapt, change, or follow what was in Valletta? I mean, I don't wish to pull you into a polemic, because facts are facts and things are going on. But this has also remained a debate on the Maltese Islands, and I think it will be carried on for every other city facing the same problem. Paris was facing this in the last century, at least after the 200 years when La Défense was built and La Pyramide was also built in the middle of the Louvre. So this is an ongoing argument. However, Valletta is too small compared to Paris. Paris is very large and wide, so a big pyramid in the middle of a big courtyard has a different effect from, say, something very different plus in a small square, for example.
I'm very careful to give you a comment. I would rather recommend that one should have a commission of not only of Maltese, of, let's say, of people who experts in 16th and 17th century architecture and who might compare what had been done in Lucca or in Noto or in other places in the Mediterranean, and then to compare the outcome. I mean, otherwise, if you do it once, you cannot do it again. And so far, I would try to look at cases where already this was tried. Let's say Granada in Spain, I mean, this very famous town in this early Catholic period. There's a famous example when Charles V, who was certainly no stranger to Malta, I'm giving Malta to the knights, when he took over the capital of Granada and he placed in the Alhambra a palace, a very elegant round palace built by an architect from Vicenza. This is a masterpiece of architecture everywhere else, but maybe not in the Alhambra. It's still, I mean, now it's marvelous. And now, at the moment, I mean, because of restructuring of the water pipeline so far, they have the same problem like Malta. And as I would suggest, I mean, this is, of course, it costs money, to connect scholars and experts in the whole Mediterranean and to discuss those projects together. Because if you do it once and you fail, the disaster is made.
It's forever.
And I think there were some disasters made. Germany, you have like Nuremberg. Nuremberg was heavily destroyed in the Second World War. And the 50s, it was quickly rebuilt, quickly. And now many people are very unhappy.
Because you lost a lot of lovely buildings.
Yes. I mean, they were lost, but in the way how they were done and rebuilt. I mean, so far, I would rather recommend globally. Valletta doesn't belong only to Malta. It's a cultural heritage of the Mediterranean. And if you compare other developments, one might avoid mistakes. One might.
Very sage. I understand that you are researching. Is there anything in the pipeline?
5 books. And I mean, one is the L'Ordre de Mal de Volier by Carassi, which is an edition of a semi-fictional novel. And then I did something on the German Lang, which should be out in January, February. Then there's a book on Uel, Jean Uel. We tried to do it with an exhibition, but we have some problems from the Russian side, because, you know, the gouaches are St. Petersburg, and then you have to pay insurance. And but it's in the making. It's
the logistics.
Logistics. And then one is called The Last Night of Malta. It's about the man who kept on fighting when Hompesch surrendered, the Count of Rechberg in Fortigny, built by a French architect. Again, we are back in our story. So there are four or five things in the making, and hopefully next year they see the light of...
So the first publication will be out immediately in the new year?
In January, I guess. The Carassi, which is French. You see, France,
it's all over
keeps
the place.
It keeps us moving. Huh?
Well, Dr. Thomas Freller, I thank you very much, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks.
Dak kien Dr. Thomas Freller li kif waħt fil-bidu huwa awtur ta' diversi kodba ta' riċerka, Verses and Visions u Malta and the Grand Tour huma il-bażi ta' dik l-intervista li għamilna s-samijaw u li jentom tistgħu anki tfittxu iżjed dwaru fuq l-internet. Illum li baqa' naf titħin fil-programm qabel ma nagħlqu se nagħmlu żewġ affarijiet. Waħda hija nikkummentaw ftit fuq dak li qal Dr. Freller. Dr. Freller semma fost affarijiet għall-mistoqsija tiegħi dwar il-Bent Valletta, semma kif fl-opinjoni tiegħu wieħed li joqgħod attent ħafna kif jaddatta jibni bini ġdid, argument xi kultant polemikus, mhux Malta biss, isir kullum kien meta jkollok xi ħaġa bħalma hija l-Bent Valletta hija belt antika, huwa sagrileġġ jekk tibdel xi ħaġa fiha, jekk timmodernizza xi ħaġa li forsi ma tagħmilx sens, jew tibni xi ħaġa li tista' ma tagħmilx sens mal-istil tagħha fil-kastana, stil barokk, allura tqum malaj kontroversja. U minħabba li ħafna deċiżjonijiet ta' dan it-tip jistgħu jittieħdu biss minn gvern u gvern ikun iffurmat minn partit politiku, allura kontroversji jieħdu kulur politiku wkoll. U mhux l-ewwel darba li ssib ħafna polemiċi u ssib kontroversja twila u diskussjoni dibattitu f'pajjiż. Jiena niftakar ċar li fl-1989 fi Franza meta riedu jagħtu titwila ġdida u allura jġibuha aġġornata l-idea ta' żbuħija ta' Franza Napoleonika ta' żmien Napoleon it-Tielet speċjalment. U riedu li l-monumenti kollha jingħataw żebgħa kulur id-deheb dawk il-koppli li għandhom, speċjalment l-Invalid fuq l-Esplanadu u oħrajn. Għal-bidu dak kien kollu sew, bada jingħata ħafna żebgħa sewda u deb biex tkompli tikber il-majestà, il-tuileri, il-grada ta' quddiem u magħha bnietu kollha defense. Da defense hija belt totalment ġdida kollox modern u flokarka tonda l-arka kienet kwadra u ħafna ħġieġ u ħafna aluminium u ħafna skyscrapers, ħafna solari twal u għoljien biex jieħdu fihom ditti kbar. U l-polemika jiena niftakarha xina mur regolari Pariġi għall-inqas darbtej fis-sena, niftakar dak iż-żmien kienet qawwija ħafna. U fl-aħħar il-gvern, u dak iż-żmien kien hemm il-Ministru Lang li kien il-Ministru tal-Kultura wkoll u allura kien imħeġġeġ iċaqlaq dawn l-affarijiet, wieħed niftakar kien wasal f'kompromess, kompromess li pereżempju l-ebda skyscraper ma jinbena ġol alba antika f'Pariġi imbena wieħed biss Montparnasse u it-Torri Eiffel. L-Ingliżi Amerikani kienu qegħdin jgħidulu ġvera Eiffel Tower bħalma jgħidulu aħna bl-Ingliż u dak li laħaq imbena qabel ma għaddiet din ir-regola li jinbena iswed iswed fih 76 solar ġo Montparnasse fil-qalb antika wkoll ta' Pariġi bdew jgħidulu di Awful Tower, wieħed di Eiffel Tower, wieħed di Awful Tower għax kien ikrah. Kullum kien bini barokk sabiħ, bini li jaqbel ħafna ma' l-idea storika ta' Pariġi antika. U f'daqqa waħda tara lil dan tila waħdu isu musmar iswed fin-nofs. Baqa' hemm dak, għadu hemm sallum. Imma jgħidulu di Awful Tower li huwa t-torri tal-biża tad-dwejja li ma tħux gost ħares leħ. li jinsulenta il-pajesaċ li jinti tara dik najdula l-skyline, id-dawra sabiħa tal-bjut li tista tara minn fuq il-bini per eżempju fej l-opera, uġvera, dawka il-ħafna koppli jisiru xkultant, dawn il-koppli xkultant jibdaw jidru anka ħodor mbagħad biż-żmien, bit-temp, bix-xita, bis-silġ. Minħabba il-ram jagħti dak il-kulur u jiġi dak il-kulur sabiħ li aħna naraw fil-linja sabiħa tal-bjut ta' Pariġi. Il-polemika fi Franza kienet s-suktat u niftakar fl-1992 f'April infetaħ ukoll il-Euro Disney. U l-Euro Disney għajjem polemika immensament. Il-Franċiżi jiftaħru li għandhom kultura alternattiva ġieli tkellimna fuqha u mhux dik Amerikana. Allura kif daqqa waħda jsibu Disney li hija kunċett Amerikan ġo Pariġi ma setawx jifmuha u mattihom x'tort. U għalhekk kienu għamlu kompromess ieħor. Ħarġu l-park 32 kilometru il barra mill-belt għaliex huwa Amerikanata biex ngħidu hekk. U mhuwiex park palma huma ta' Asterix u oħrajn Franċiżi. Biżmien indera, sfortunatament għadna nitaq anki Malta, nisma' ħafna nies jgħidu li sejrin Pariġi bit-tfal. Imma kulħadd jgħid li għax se morru l-Euro Disney, mbagħad forsi mmorru naraw ftit Pariġi, meta l-affarijiet supposta din bil-maqlub, inti tmur tara Pariġi u mbagħad tagħmel ġurnata Euro Disney. Imma mhux kulħadd għandu l-istess valuri u xi drabi sfortunatament ma nindunawx li l-valuri ta' Disney World huma sbieħ għaliex huma sbieħ tfal ukoll u kultant tal-kbar u tfal ta' kull età kif jgħidu, imma mhux se tħallatom li tmur Pariġi isek mort il-Vatikan. U flok rajt il-Papa, inti qatt il-Vatikan tara wieħed ibjeħ il-ħelu fil-kantuniera. Iġifieri hija xi ħaġa li hija stramba għall-aħħar fis-sens ta' priorità għal dawk il-visti li tittamel. Naħseb meta tpoġġi dal-argument u tisma dak li qal Thomas Freller illum fl-intervista tagħna f'dan il-programm, tibda tgħid imma aħna nagħmlu biżejjed studji meta niġu biex immissu l-Belt Valletta mill-ewwel ma missejnija xi għal ħafna snin hex ieħor. U bat missa xaħat darba u għamilna puterjal dak l-oġġetti kraħ li għanraw illu. U wissa s-nġaw immissuwa. U mux kuħat jaqbel laqas, għax bħal Pariġi jissa għamet u koll din il-kontroversja. Imma saru bizzej studji tipu li għal Freller, per eżempju, li tlaqqa studjużi minn pajizi oħra li jaxuwa bħal Lukka semminna, Granada, li aħna ma jmurru xalla ħaresqat bl-intenzjoniet kolla tajba tad-dinja, namlu xi żball x'imkien u mbagħad nitwikkew. Xi ħaġa li ma taqbilx mal-kumpliment u tkun ta' mistħija u li xi darba rridu nerġgħu nirrevedwa. Dawn huma importanti, importanti li xi l-Belt Valletta kif semma wkoll l-istess professur Ġermaniż mhijiex biss tagħna l-Maltin. Imma hija belt internazzjonali tal-Mediterran, tal-Ewropa, tad-dinja, taċ-ċivilizzazzjoni kollha tad-dinja għaliex hija ġawra mill-imodi u li tittibża għaliha. Ma jfissirx li ma ddaħħax affarijiet komdi moderni fiha. Imma mill-banda l-oħra trid toqgħod attent għaliex. L-attenzjoni hija prudenza, hawn min jirraġuna, u forsi il-politiċi huma l-iktar li jirraġunaw hekk, jekk ma nagħmilx issa ma ssir qatt, verament. Hemm ukoll l-orgoglio personali, hawn min iħoss li jagħtiha priorità u hawn nifirħu dawk in-nies inħobbu l-kultura li nsibu politikant qed jagħti attenzjoni lill-bini sabiħ, lill-żbuħija ta' belt kapitali bħal tagħna, imma noqogħdu attenti wkoll għax il-politikanti. ħafna drabi jaġlu wkoll, ġieli ngħajruhom, forsi iżjed ngħajruhom li qatt ma jieħdu deċiżjoni u l-affarijiet dejjem jieħdu żmien, imma mbagħad jieħdu deċiżjoni u jagħmluha malajr. Għaliex iż-żmien li jkunu fil-gvern ovvjament huwa limitat u għalhekk kull min irid jagħmel xi ħaġa kompluta irid jaġġel. Imma anke jew wieħed irid joqgħod b'iktar prudenza u attenzjoni li ma niġux bejnejja u maħruqa kif jgħid il-Malti. U laqgħet nitkellmu fuq hekk, tajjeb ngħid xi ħaġa li lili tirritani ftit, ħadna drawwa. Ma nafx kemm ilha kemm il-sena ilha din id-drewwa u ma nafx min jikkmanda liema awtorità jekk hux Heritage Malta jew xi ħadd ieħor kunsill lokali tal-belt, imma ħadna drawwa li anke biex nagħmlu paviment ta' triq irridu iwaħlu plakka daqs dinja ħamra ħafna drabi jew kulur l-irħam kbira ma kbira isa waħed mill-artali li jissiplim ngħidra jew ħaġa rqim. Nagħmluha f'tarf triq meta t-toroq huma kollha dojoq. Nagħmluha fuq xi bankina. Nagħmluha f'post fejn tidher kważi prominenti iż-żejjed u jiġi dak li bl-Ingliż ngħidulu eyesore, ma tibqax xi ħaġa artistikament sabiħa li tidħol mal-kumplament. Il-kavalieri għadu attenti anke l-kantunieri ta' Sada Reali, naħseb kemm il-darba rajtuhom, kollha għandhom disin differenti u kollha jaqblu ħafna mal-bini tal-kumplament. U ħafna drabi sempliċiment għax in-nies moderni tal-lum, is-soċjetà moderna tal-lum, l-awtoritajiet tal-lum jagħmlu paviment ġdid jew bankina ġdida. Irridu bil-fors, issa ħadni għadraw, għanamlu dal-famus monument, għax da monument, il-Belġi li għaddejċi 7-8 minnom, tmusta da Merkanti, tmusta da Rjali, Piazza Regina li illumna fuqa Piazza Repubblika. Issa anki għada kem twaħlet waħda Piazza San Giorgio fil-Kantuniera. Ma nistax nifhem jiena, bil-rispett kollu lej kulħadd, il-krettu jridu kulħadd. Imm krettu u hemm krettu. Talli ħadna il-George Cross, hemm plakka mal-ħajt, mal-panazz li jixlaq li inti unur nazzjonali tpoġġi hemm issa taqbiex ma' George Cross hija kwistjoni oħra. Meta tagħmel l-indipendenza, r-Repubblika huma affarijiet daqshekk nazzjonali jixir ilhom plakka mal-palazz. Imma nistaqsi jiena. Possibbli paviment ta' pjazza ġdida jixraq lu monument daqs altar f'kantuniera passaġġa li għaddu ħafna nies minnha, imma il-proporzjon ta' priorità u sens artistiku u sens ta' dak li hu kbir ħafna u dak li huwa inqas kbir, mhux qed innaqqas il-mertu tagħmi għamel pjazza paviment ġdid. Le, alla volja mhux kulħadd jaqbel mal-riżultat li ħareġ illum, forsi l-aħjar riżultat fil-fema tiegħi huwa li tfaċċa l-bini ta' madwaru ħafna iktar aħjar. Imma tqajt ma' ħafna li jgħiduli li d-dwal iżhom tal-War of the Worlds ma jaqblux mal-ambjent, ma nafx, imma il-pjazza forsi kien ixir ila aktar minn erba' bankijiet, il-pjazza kien ixir ila mill-li tibda tintuża suq u fil-qatt. Vera, x'kultant tibda taħseb li ta' tajt isma' Turin meta hemm dik il-pjazza famuża tal-Piemonti. Tas-Savoja sabiħa ferm, ara minn se jabbuża jidħol jagħmel xi ħaġa hekk fiha quddiem il-Palazzi Rjali jew Buckingham Palace. Vera jsiru ħafna affarijiet, imma monument hemm quddiemha quddiem dawk il-ġonna kollha. Jiġifieri xi kultant noqogħdu attenti li ċerti attivitajiet li ngħidilhom jien tal-poplu pubbliċi ma naqbdux u nibdew waqgħu il-pjazzett għaċċajt. U mbagħad hawn min jgħidilna isma' għax ma tantx hemm spazji il-Belt dik u Pjazza Repubblika għandna. Iva, fil-fatt għandna oħra se neħħuha mela rridu naħsbu jekk hemm spazji jew le, jiġifieri l-argument ma jispiċċa għad. Imma jiena l-iktar ħaġa li tirritani u li naħseb hemm soluzzjoni malajr għalija hija li ma nibqgħux iwaħlu iktar minn daw, bdija minn bdija u għamilha minn għamilha, bir-rispett kollu, u mbagħad tweġġa' iżjed. La Vallet bnija l-Belt Valletta, kollha kemm hi, magħha kieku tafu kemm il-bniedem kien jgħix ġo djar u palazzi differenti ġol belt. Kavalliri, grammastri, nies magħrufin minn beda l-biblioteka, minn beda palazz ieħor, ebru x'mata, ma tarax biex ċa plakka waħda żgħira, ħlif mal-bereċ m'hemmx. U mbagħad xi ħadd li jiġi llum fi żmienna u jagħmel paviment ġo triq jew pjazza għandu plakka, issa l-affarijiet qegħdin proporzjonati. Jiena Vienna, naħseb Vienna intom mortu ħafna minnkom. Kull monument li hemm nazzjonali ġo l-Awstrija kollha, imma Vienna b'mod partikolari, jekk tidu tmorru tiċċekkjaw ukoll Salzburg, il-post attwali ta' Mozart issibuh ukoll. Ikun hemm bandiera żgħira ħamra u bajda, għax tal-Awstrija l-bandiera għandha l-istess il-win tagħna bil-pennett tagħha mal-ħajt. U taħta miktub x'inhu il-post. Issa kieku nagħmlu hekk il-Belt, vera li kważi nimtlob daw il-bnadar, imma plakka żgħira jixra x'imkien għal nies li jgħixu mietu hemm. Jew meta pereżempju ġi Garibaldi aw Malta biex ma tażwix insemmi bissel Franċiżi, tolbet Valletta kollha ma tarax monument ta' Franċiż, imma għandna affarijiet tgħidu li għasta ħadd ma hemm iżjed vera. Imma meta tibda ħriġ mill-Belt Valletta tibda tiltaqa' ma' Dante tiltaqa' ma' ħafna nies oħra li mhumiex Malti. Imma mhux dejjem tiltaqa' ma' Franċiżi, kien hemm din kif ngħidu aħna la verżjoni. Biex tagħmel triq fi żmienna bil-paviment ġdid li hija ħaġa sabiħa. Imma sib moetz ħafna iktar omli kif turi li għamilta mhux poġġi biċ-ċarħama jew tlakka ħamra daqs dinja u mbagħad ma biċ-ċarħama żgħira ma ġemba. Ma jmorrux anke l-gost artistiku mhuwiex sabiħ. Jien kelli fejn nitkellem f'postijiet oħra jweġġawni ħafna tiżjin tal-miliet daw tar-roundabout speċjalment li binar jidru ishom linjam tal-ġigġifogu u billej kuluri isna Las Vegas, tasbu kazino għaw Malta. Għax ma nażlux kulur wieħed sottili, pulit, u nippruvaw nagħmluh xi ħaġa pulita. Le, nippruvaw ja ħasra, skużawni tal-kelma, nagħmluha naqra ordinarja. U l-istess ħaġa fuq dawn il-plakek, mhux aħjar aħna ġol Belt Valletta nibdew induru dar-dar u naraw fejn għandna neqsin ċertu plakek li jagħmlu ġieħ lill-istorja tagħna u lill-wieħed barrani li jiġi Malta anki għall-Maltin, anki għal uliedna. U jara mal-ħajt tu gostara per eżempju dumbi kiġeri eċaw meta fl-axħar ġi fuċillat per eżempju xi ħaġa hekk li jeda fi Pjazza Indipendenza. Tu gost imma neqsin ħafna minnhom daw, neqsin ħafna 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 minnhom, hemm bosta djar gbar li jixir il-om daqxej ta' spiegazzjoni zaħira, nsemmi Parigi, nsemmi għal-axħar bata' semmi postijiet oħra diġa. Parigi, jekk f'kantuniera kienem wieħed raġel li fil-gwerra li għaddiet ġie maqtul għax kien membru tar-Resistans u ġie maqtul mill-Nazi, għandu plakka mal-ħajt li tajt li għaw miet wieħed għal-patria. Hawnhekk nidħol f'polemika oħra li jiena ma nidħolx politikament fihom ma jinteressanix mill-partiġjaniżmu, imma hawn tidħol l-idea li kien hawn dan l-aħħar il-batti bekki biex ngħidu hekk bejn il-partiti tagħna wkoll tal-monument tal-1919 tas-7 Ġunju li kien jgħad fi-Pjazza San Giorgio u li issa l-gvern wieħed li se jkun x'imkien ieħor. Bħal dak, għax dawk mietu wkoll għall-aspett patriottiku, jixirilhom monument, għax monument huwa xi ħaġa ikbar minn plakka ma' ħajt. Imma għandna ħafna, ħafna postijiet fejn jixir ilhom plakka żgħira ma' ħajt li tkun standard, bħalma nagħmlu l-isem ta' triq, li tkun standard li aħna nsibu diżin, nikkupjaw pajjiżi oħra, naraw x'inhu ma jagħmlu daw il-bliet kbar, mhux nikkupjaw il-mentalità tal-festa tar-raħal. Dik hija belt sagra l-Belt Valletta, hija kbira wisq, artistika wisq, storika wisq, biex taqbad u taħseb li tifhem biżejjed li tista' tagħmilha waħdek. Għanna bżon nkunu umli, għanna bżon neħdu l-pariri, għanna bżon mhux biss insibu periti ta' fama bħalma tajjeb nagħmlu, imma xi drebi għanna bżon insibu l-ħadd ieħor li huwa mġarrab, imorru fuq nies tablijiet oħra kbar li huma mdawrin biswar u ngħidulhom isma' intom meta għamiltu hekk, kontu kuntenti b'dak li għamiltu u kapaċi jgħidlek le ta' ma konniex kuntenti tagħmlux bħalna flok tagħmluha plakka bil-fjuri, għamlu plakka sempliċi ħafna għax iktar sottili, għax iktar sabiħ ħalli l-bini jibqa' jidher iżbaħ. U mhux tmur fi pjazza ġdida, u l-ewwel ħaġa li tara hija altar kbir tal-irħam, b'kitba fuqu li tfakkar lilna li għamilni ħillu. Bir-rispett kollu lejn min għamilha jew min jidher fiha. Mhux dak l-aspett qed ngħidha jiena. Qed ngħidha mill-aspett li f'għajnej tiegħi hija l-ewwel esaġerata. It-tieni ngħid bla grazzja ta' xejn bħalma għandna l-irħama pereżempju ta' Piju 5 li qiegħed fil-Belt Valletta qrib il-qorti. Bir-rispett kollu lejn min għamilha. Tajdu li għammin titgerger ma ta' ma namlux. U jekk isir titgerger dejjem, mela aħna dejjem ingergru, iva, għax oġġett tajjeb għamlu sew mill-ewwel. Jiena naħseb li hemm bżonn ta' studju, b'esperti jekk hemm bżonn barrani, tajdu li dal-kumitati ma jaslu qatt, iva, paċenzja. Imma aħjar jaslu bil-mod bħal fekruna, milli naġlu bħal fenek, u nispiċċaw rridu nbidlu kollox, hemm bżonn li nibdew inħarsu lejn Belt Valletta b'mod uniku, unit fl-istess ħin. Li ngħidu isma' taf xixra li mal-palazzi kbar ikun hemm dat tip, jekk ikun ħafna kbar ikun hemm dat tip. U jekk xi ħadd tagħmel xi ħaġa llum u żieda jew irranġa, ikollu xi forma oħra ta' krettu. Imma personalment jiena naħseb u nemmen li kieku kelli nissettja imqar l-istil ta' meta tagħmel daw il-monumenti żgħira x'daw monumenti. Dew jiġu monumenti, meta inti m'għamil xejn ġdid, irranġajt xi ħaġa li kien hemm, u niente di men u blum il-ta' kollha kull ma rranġajt forsi paviment. Mela roqdu attenti, ma nistax nqabbilha ma xi ħaġa li bniedem benna palazz, għax tagħmel differenza. U jien nemmen oħra. Tagħmel daw it-tifkiriet u daw il-kretti, credits qed ngħidilhom jien bħal meta fil-programm ta' television fl-aħħar jidher minn ħasem minn tella l-programm minn nippreżenta. Credits. Tagħmilha meta tagħmel xi ħaġa ġdida wkoll. Pereżempju park ġo ta' għali kbir ġdid sabiħ, tagħmellu plakka, tagħmellu ismu, forsi minfetħu. Hemmhekk all right, qed tagħmel xi ħaġa ġdida. Imma meta qed tirranġa maintenance. Xi ħaġa li kienet hemm u m'għamilt xej partikolari ġdid li bidlet il-fiżjonomija tas-sitwazzjoni, allura rridu nqogħdu attenti li nagħmluhom bi-proporzjon, inkella ndaħqu n-nisbina, inkella jiġu vavati daw l-affarijiet. Skużawni qed ngħid dan id-diskors imma naħseb din hija pjattaforma kulturali b'att ta' segwaċi intom is-semmija li għandhom ċertu kultura u li naħseb aħna wkoll tajjeb li nsemmaw leħinna. Li tama li s-sena ġdida 2010 dan il-diskors jgħin biex dak li jkun ikun f'kumitat, ikun f'posta deċiżjonijiet, joqgħod attent, ma jaġġilx il-Belt Valletta mhijiex sqaq ġo raħal, il-Belt Valletta mhijiex il-pjazza tar-raħal bil-każin quddiem il-Knisja faċċata u jekk nagħmlu kollox il-kulur ta' dik il-każin kulħadd se jifraħ. Mhijiex hekk, anke hemmhekk rridu nqogħdu attenti għal ħares niftħulu fuq dak id-diskors, imma ħseb wara l-Belt Valletta li hija belt solenni din jituża. Rridu nqogħdu attenti hija ġawra li għandna f'Malta u għawdex. Hija ġawra. U għalhekk rridu nqogħdu attenti u nibżgħu għalejha bidejn u bin gwanti ħalli ma mhurrux noborxuha u noborxuha għaddejjem. U hemm naslu biex nagħlqu l-edizzjoni tal-programm tagħna tal-lum San Fason. Jiena nittama li oġobkom il-mistiden li kenna Dr. Thomas Freller, oġbukum ukoll forsi ħsibijiet tagħna dwar il-Belt Valletta qabel nħallikom tajjeb ngħidu li fost ir-raġunijiet li għalihom il-Belt Valletta hija maqsuma issa salib it-toroq kollha dritti minn naħa għall-oħra tramuntana sud jew inkella l-Vant Punent, barra li minħabba ċertu Mart ħalli r-rieħ dejjem irewwaħha u jġiba dejjem friska u nadifa u forsi l-mikrobi jmorru fil-baħar, tajjeb ukoll l-arkitetturi jgħidulna li kienu jagħmlu hekk minħabba l-kanuni wkoll. Għal iġġieli kien ikollhom kanun immirat fuq naħa tal-Punent u ladu forsi jmur in-naħa tal-Vant malajr u hekk toroq dritti jgħaddu malajr sparati bir-roti min-naħa għall-oħra b'karru, min-naħa għall-oħra u l-kanun jista' jiġi in-naħa l-oħra. Dan hija raġuni l-qalugi li wkoll l-arkitetti dwar il-Belt Valletta. Belt Valletta hija dejjem sabiħa. Jiena ma fadalli xejn ħlief minn ħati ċal xwira binsellmilkom u għas-sena ġdida 2010 nixtieqilkom ħafna ġid. Il-programm tagħna San Fason jibqa' dejt sal-aħħar.